market giveth, and the market taketh away. And then
Marketplace
it
Morning
giveth
Report
again.
Is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, what are the long-term consequences of all the ups and downs in the stock market? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down again this morning, down about 238 points for the Dow right now, about 2% at 11,001. The NASDAQ down 2% as well. The S&P 500 down almost 2%. They were down a little bit more than that just a few minutes ago. Gold prices continue to surge. They're around $1,770 an ounce this morning. The yield on the U.S. government's 10-year Treasury bond is 2.16%. We're getting very close to the low that yield hit in December of 2008. So why this continued volatility in the stock market? Richard DeKayser is an economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Well, what's going on?
Well, there's a couple things. For one, the economy has been very sluggish, and I think people are concerned about the rising probability of a recession going forward. But number two, and perhaps more importantly, is that the policy ship, that is to say economic policy, looks kind of rudderless at the moment. The Federal Reserve stepped up, told us they'd be keeping interest rates near zero for probably the next couple of years, and that's the reason the Treasury yield that you mentioned a moment ago is as low as it is, and that will help. But fiscal policy is really the big issue. It's what's going to happen with respect to tax and spending. We had the Debt Commission legislate an extension just a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think there's any confidence whatsoever that they're going to meet their deadlines in an effective way. That's November and December of this year. And as long as that uncertainty is hanging over the market, it seems to me it's going to be very difficult to get some altitude.
Richard, what are the ramifications long-term of all the volatility?
Well, individuals will be less wealthy. We've lost about $2 trillion in stock market wealth just in the past month. And when they are there, they spend a little bit more conservatively. And also businesses. This is where they go to raise funds. And when fundraising is more expensive, investment is a little bit more restrained. So if these levels are held, it will have an adverse impact on the economy.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, today the Obama administration will formally ask the public for ideas to help clear out the nation's stock of foreclosed homes and fix the housing market. The most prominent idea in the mix turned foreclosed properties into rental properties. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports.
A foreclosed home is a problem for the neighbors, the bank that owns it, certainly the family that lost it, but it's a problem for the rest of us, too. Banks price them at rock bottom to get rid of them, and that depresses prices for the whole market. The government, through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Administration, owns hundreds of thousands of foreclosed homes. Nicholas Retsinas heads the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. He says these government entities are looking for ways to entice investors who will turn the foreclosures into rentals.
The problem with that is the price that the investors might desire or need to make the numbers work, to make the economics work, would require the government to take very significant upfront losses.
While the plan may help reduce the foreclosed homes on the government's books and juice the market accordingly, about half of unsold foreclosed homes are held by private banks. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
I have to admit, this last week is feeling a lot like that scary week in September of 2008 when Lehman Brothers collapsed and sparked the financial crisis. In fact, we've had quite a few jittery moments since then when we thought we were heading back into market panic mode. There was the flash crash, the European debt crisis, the mortgage paperwork scandal. I could go on. But the bottom line is we are not as confident in the economy as we used to be. And here to talk about that with us and maybe give us a boost is TV psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw, you know, from Dr. Phil. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's wrong with us, Dr. Phil? Why are we so lacking in confidence?
When I hear about Americans being conservative and Americans not being confident about what's going on around them financially, to me, that sounds like they're in touch with reality, not that they're being paranoid. So to me, it seems like the people are keeping their eye on the ball.
But do you think that there's some sort of post-traumatic stress going on right now, that we're so close to what we remember so vividly, this financial crisis and the recession, that we think another one is about to happen?
Well, I'm not sure that the first one is over yet, and I'm not sure that we've had a single politician yet stand up and tell us what the truth is about what's going on in this country economically. Mm. I think when people look at what's going on in the headlines, their question is, how does this impact me and my family right here at number 2 Elm Street? That's what they're interested in, and right now, they're not getting answers that give them a reason to have confidence, and I don't think we should be confident.
How is all of this economic difficulty affecting people's psychology in all kinds of other ways?
You know, during difficult times, we might lose a job, we might lose a house, we might lose a car. But what would really be tragic is if we lost our family in the process, because when there's economic trouble, that brings on stress. Stress trickles down into the family. You start playing the blame game, you start venting on one another. And the real tragedy when this thing turns around will not be if you still have a pile of bricks or a car. The real test will be, did you keep your family intact? Did you keep yourself intact? That's what's important, and I hope people keep that in mind.
Dr. Phil McGraw, thank you so much for joining us.
Best to you.
And finally, did you hear about the plane that flew over Wall Street yesterday right by the headquarters of Standard & Poor's? It had one of those banners hanging off the back, and it said, "Thanks for the downgrade. You should all be fired." The person who paid for the stunt actually wanted to have the plane flown over Washington, D.C., but she found out that due to flight restrictions, you can't do that. Oh, and it turns out she's a broker from Wedbush Morgan Securities in St. Louis. If you've got questions about how the economy is going to affect you, go to marketplace.org and ask them. We'll have a panel of experts answer them this weekend. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.